Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And if this is your first time visiting to us, welcome. And I hope you stick around for our regular broadcast and our podcast every single day. And for those of you who are already doing so, we are so happy you are here as well. And please feel free to share where you found this message. And I'm going to ask you especially to share this message today to all those who are telling us that we have no need to believe in God anymore, because that's going to be the special message for today. It's regards to science and faith, which I've talked about before, but I want to talk about it in a special way. So this will be a great program to share with others. So with that, let us continue to talk about the power of understanding that difference between science and faith. Because I realized something the other day. As you know, I listen to the radio overnight, and a lot of times I set it up that it goes off, but, you know, it shuts off, rather, better way to put it. But I forgot the other night, and of course, so it plays all through. And it happened to be Talk 1200. And down the dial a bit, also on iHeart. And one of the things that they did was, it must be the Red Pills America podcast, or Red Pill America podcast, which what they do overnight on Sundays is they play some of the podcasts. So I hadn't really heard the podcast before, and then it was talking about science and faith. And so I listened to another version of the podcast, and with Eric Metaxas, who was talking about science and faith. And I don't know if it was the same one, because I was in and out, because it was during the night while I was trying to sleep. But anyway, I was too tired to shut off the radio, and it was still a good podcast. But it brings out something that I think it's important for us to understand. And the question is, if God exists, why hasn't science discovered him? Why hasn't science proved that God exists? And I realize this is such an important question. Now, we've talked before the difference between science and faith, and it is not a competitive difference. We don't live in a world where you believe in science or you believe in faith. And there are people in science say we don't have to believe in God anymore. That makes absolutely no sense. Even though there are major scientists that may say this, that doesn't mean anything. There are other major scientists that have said some things that if I were to repeat them to you, you'd knock me off the air, because I don't believe what they say, and I'm not going to say what they say, but they're pretty horrible things. And that doesn't mean all scientists say that, but there are some that say these things. You can say, well, that's a scientist. Well, that doesn't mean anything. What we want to know is we want to know the truth. So I've talked before about what's the difference between science and faith. Science seeks verifiable truth. So everything that science has discovered is verified truth. But if we really understand that picture, then we do also have to understand that if our focus is just in verifiable truth, we, by using that term, are also saying there at least may be, if not is, truth out there that is either not verifiable or not verified. So the question is whether or not God exists. Why hasn't science discovered God? Well, the question is, why hasn't science verified the existence of God? And that's the question we need to ask today, because that's a powerful question. Now, do you believe, and I'm not going to be hokey with this, I'm going to be pretty scientific with this. Do you believe that there are inhabited planets elsewhere in the universe? Now, by the way, the official position of the Vatican is that's very possible. None of us can say we know for a fact that there are people on other planets, whole civilizations. None of us can say one way or the other, because the question of whether or not such civilizations exist has never been formally verified. But there is always that search to find out whether or not there really is such kind of a civilization. The next question is, when we look at that, the next question is that why hasn't it been formally verified whether or not there are other civilizations in the universe? Now, one of the things I can say is if we take scientific truth of what we know so far, then we would say definitively there are no other civilizations out there because we've never verified that. But obviously, there is the question that that is a possibility. And why haven't we verified that information? Well, if you were to ask anyone in SETI, which is Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, which is an agency I absolutely agree with, and what they do is they have radio telescopes. You may have heard a few years ago, or actually it was last year, that the radio telescope in Arecibo, Puerto Rico, collapsed, and that was devastating for SETI. But there were still other these radio telescopes in other parts of the country and other world, and they are searching for radio signals that come from other planets that will travel because radio signals are on the light spectrum. They will travel just like light from a star, but obviously they are not visible light, but they're still a form of light. And they're looking for these radio signals that show some form of civilization, just as our radio signals may be somewhere out in the, well, would be somewhere out in the universe, and there could be other civilizations picking up on them. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're going to be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can share this podcast with all your friends. You can also check out the archives of the show. You can listen to the archives. Obviously, you can check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can send us feedback for the program. You can also donate to the show if you'd like to show your support for the show. And your donation helps the parish, which brings you this podcast. So your donation is really helpful to us. So if you'd like to consider that, we have ways of doing that. Just check the donate tab, and right there on CatholicAudioMedia.com, you can also click in with the parish, which you will find at SaintAnthonyAlston.org as well, but it also has the parish tab. So check that out. So why have we not found evidence of other civilizations out in the universe? Well, there's two possibilities. One, they are not there. Or two, they are there, but our tools to discover whether or not they are there are not in such a way that we have been able to receive their signals, with the radio signals coming from the different radio telescopes all over the world, or we haven't seen other evidence. So that doesn't mean that they don't exist. It means that our tools to understand whether or not they exist are not good enough, or are not available, or not of the right caliber to discover the forms of other intelligent life out there. That's the reality. So if I were to turn around and say science has proven that there is no other intelligent life in the universe, that would be incorrect, because that has not been proven. We just have not formally verified whether or not there is or is not other intelligent life in the universe. So we take that with God, and people will say, science has proven that God does not exist. No, that is not true. And why can I say that is not true? Because that would mean that science could formally verify that there is no God. But in order to do that, it would have to be determined that science had the ability to comprehend whether or not there was absolute evidence of the existence of God, and or whether it could have the right tools to comprehend this, and either with those tools definitively discover there is no God, or with those tools definitively discovered there is a God. But in order to do that, you would have to determine that the tools you have, whatever instruments you are using, can definitively discover the divine. And there is no proof that that is true. What it comes down to is something equally important. If we want to, and anyone who believes in God understands this, who truly understands God, anyone who truly understands the existence of God comprehends this. In order to understand the existence of God, you approach God on his terms, not on yours. It's really that simple. You want to approach God on his terms, not on yours. Go back to Moses. Moses was told by God at the burning bush. He's discovering this. How is he discovering this burning bush? God is reaching out to Moses. Moses is experiencing God on his terms. And what's the first thing God says? Remove your shoes. You are on your sandals, I guess. You are on holy ground. You approach God on his terms, not on yours. If we are searching for God with our instruments, then we are approaching God on our terms. And you can't do that. You're not going to find God that way any more than you are going to find another civilization by using the instruments we have to search the universe for proof of their existence, unless there is some way that there is a compatibility between the instruments we are using to find the other civilizations and the other civilizations' radio transmissions or whatever that would be compatible with our instruments. You see? If they're not compatible at all. There could be obvious evidence all around us, but if we don't have the instruments that are compatible with it, there's no way you're going to discover them. One of the most important things you need to know about, as you know, I was a sonar technician in the Navy. When sound is sent out, it follows a certain pattern. If a submarine is not in that area where that pattern of sound is, and it all depends on a lot of things to deal with the water, that submarine could be 10 feet off the bow of the ship, and the ship is never going to find it because the sound pattern is not going the way that's going to discover that submarine. That's a powerful reality that also demonstrates you need that compatibility. So when we say science has not discovered God, we'll talk about more about this tomorrow. What we're actually saying is that we have yet the ability to verify or not verify the existence of God. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.